The budget proposal includes $260 million for public and higher education. Utah's K-12 public education system is expected to take in over 10,000 new students in the near future. Herbert says that education remains the top priority of his administration.
As I mentioned, our number one budget priority is education.
We recognize that if we're going to have continued success economically, we need to have a labor force that has the skills necessary to compete in what is now a global marketplace. We have to have skills that align with the demands of the marketplace. As I've mentioned already, 79% of all the new money that's coming in with our growing economy and the expansion of what's taking place is being put into education, both public and higher education.
Another focal point of Herbert's remarks was efficiency in the state government. One of the things that Herbert is not calling for is an increase in taxes to fund the growing education budget. While it may be overlooked, Herbert says that a lot of the money saved has come from trimming the ranks of state employees.
When we save money, we don't spend it. It does not necessarily show up in the budget. And so it is of note that we have fewer state employees today. You have to go back to the year 2001 to find a fewer number. We've reduced the ratio from one state employee for 134 residents of Utah to now it's one in 150.
Herbert's budget also includes a $1.5 million increase for paying state troopers. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.